The topic of this year is conversion for the purpose of marriage. There is this assumption that when someone says that he wants or she wants to convert to Judaism, we reject them three times, and they still want to convert after three times or try to push them away, so then we accept them for conversion. This is based on a midrash in Rus Rabbah where Naomi tells Rus in the first parak, Shovna, return back to your house. Rus wants to stay with Naomi, and Naomi tells her to return three times. So based on this, why'd she say it three times? Says the Midrash, Keneged Shlosha Pamim Shadochim Es Hager. This corresponds to three times that we push away the convert. Now, even though this Midrash seems to say that we try to push away the convert, there are other Gemaras which seem to indicate that sometimes when we don't try to accept a convert, that that's actually a bad thing. That when we try to push away a prospective convert, it's not a good thing. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Testament Beis, tells us that Timna was a princess. It says in the Torah there's Aluf Timna, and that means that she is royalty. And the Gemara says she wanted to convert. She comes to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they don't accept her. And she agrees to become a Pilegesh to Eliphaz, the son of Esav. She says, better that I should be a maidservant to this nation rather than be a wife, the full-fledged wife to another nation. So she wanted to marry into the family. She married into Eliphaz, and the child who she bore from Eliphaz was none other than Amalek. That obviously caused major problems for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason that Bnei Yisrael were punished, essentially, that she marries Eliphaz, she has Amalek, who causes problems for Klal Yisrael throughout the history. So the Gemara says they shouldn't have pushed her away. So you have the Midrash, which says that push away three times. You have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which criticizes the Avos for not accepting Timna, desire to be part of the chosen nation. And the question is, what do we do halachically? So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Aleph, which describes how we're supposed to treat a prospective convert, does not mention about the three times pushing away. The Gemara basically says that if someone wants to convert nowadays, we tell him, the Jews are in the, well, why would you want to convert? Don't you know that we are despised and we are oppressed and we have many hardships upon us? And if the convert says, I understand, but I'm unworthy of joining this nation, but I desire to do so, the court will accept him. And they tell the prospective convert various mitzvos, some of the more lenient mitzvos, some of the more stringent mitzvos. And they tell him that now that you're going to accept upon yourself mitzvos, if you, let's say, you eat forbidden fats, you eat chalev, you can be punished now that you're a Jew. You weren't punished when you're not a Jew. But now if you convert to Judaism, you'll be punished. Or if you violate Shabbos now that you're a Jew, you're going to be punished. Are you sure you want to do this? So, and if he says yes, we would accept him. So there's no mention in the Gemara, at least, and the Shulchan Aruch, which quotes this Gemara, it doesn't, in Siman Reish Samech Ches in Yerodea, doesn't mention about the pushing him away three times. We try to present a realistic position of what life is like for the Jew to his prospective convert, and if they're serious, then we would accept them as a convert. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chavdalman Bey says that echad isha niskayra l'shum isha, ve'echad isha shenizkayra l'shum ish, einam gerim divrei Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds that if someone converts for the purpose of marriage, they are not considered gerim. The conversion is invalid. However, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says in Bar Marsa says in the name of Rav that the halacha is like the one who says that they are considered converts. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Samaches Seif Yud Beis paskins that you shouldn't convert someone who wants to convert for the sake of marriage. But if the court did not investigate why the person wanted to convert and they converted the person, then the person's conversion is valid, even if it's known later on that he converted for the purpose of marriage. So what it seems, according to the halacha, is l'chatchila, ideally, you should not convert for the sake of marriage, but if the court did, then it's valid. But it seems that there was a stream of Rishonim and Achronim who took a more, I would say, lenient standard or more accepting standard in terms of converting individuals for the purpose of marriage in some instances. So there's a tshuva by the Rambam in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. And there was an individual, a Jewish man who purchased a Christian slave, and he was intimate with her. And he got into a fight with his brother, and the brother said that he's living with this non-Jewish maidservant and he's intimate with her. And the Rambam basically says that, basically rules that what you really should do in this situation, she was a shifcha at that point, she was a maidservant, a non-Jewish maidservant. And he said that this man should free the maidservant and have her convert to Judaism so that they can live together as Jewish husband and Jewish wife. You're not really supposed to free a non-Jewish slave and certainly not marry a freed non-Jewish slave. So you're really not supposed to do this. But he says that we did this bipnei takanas hashavim, that we're allowing this to encourage tshuva, to encourage repentance. V'amarnu, and we said, mutav sheyochal rotev v'lo shuman atzmo. Better eat gravy than eat forbidden fat itself. And he also cites the famous pasuk of Eis lasos l'Hashem mefira toratecha, that sometimes you have to do for God by abrogating his law. In other words, there is a more serious sin of this Jew being intimate with this non-Jewish slave. Rather, what should you do? Have him free her, convert, and have her convert, and then have them live together as husband and wife. Again, do we want to condone this behavior? And the Rambam says, yes, we should. Because better violate the less severe sin of freeing her as a slave and now converting her, perhaps maybe not in an ideal situation, it's for the motivations to get married, but maybe this is considered a bidyevet situation and a less than ideal situation, and the Rambam paskins that this is what you should do. If in recent history, Rav Shlomo Kluger, he lived in Galicia from 1785 to 1869. He wrote a tshuva in Tuv Tam Vadas, tshuva Reish Lamed. And he responds to a question from a rabbi in Western Europe regarding a Jewish soldier who returned home with a non-Jewish partner. The non-Jewish woman wanted to convert. And Shlomo Kluger says in the tshuva that the soldier's father attested that if she would not be permitted to convert, then he would return with her to her religion and her home. So under these instances and this type of situation, Rav Shlomo Kluger ruled that one can convert this woman, even though l'chatchila you shouldn't convert a woman for the purpose of marriage, but here you're allowed to do so, as we are concerned that if we do not allow the woman to convert, then he will essentially go out to Tarbut Ra. He'll go off to Derech. Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, the leading posek in Eastern Europe before the Holocaust, in Chela Gimel, Simon Chavav, So he authored a lot of important tshuvos regarding conversion in the modern era. He is nervous, concerned about conversion and the sincerity of Kabbalah Samitzos when it comes to conversion. However, he writes that in a situation where there is a non-Jewish woman who is civilly married to a Jew, and she wishes to convert and to be married with Chuppah and Kiddushin, and they express their intention to raise their children according to the Jewish religion, and they say that if Beis Din will not permit her to convert, the husband will renounce his religion. So in that case, he writes that you can be lenient. He says, and what's his rationale? So he cites Rav Shlomo Kluger, he cites the Rambam, and he says, this is not a case where you're converting for the sake of marriage. This is a couple that's already civilly married. And if she doesn't convert, they're going to stay married, and he'll just go off the derech. He'll renounce his religion. So he writes, Im kein ein kan l'shumishus. This is not marriage for the purpose, it's not conversion for the purpose of marriage, because they're already married civilly. That's not why they're converting. It's a nice thing. She likes her husband's religion. They appear to be sincere. But they're not doing this. They're already married, so it's not considered l'shem ishus. So you have this stream of rulings from the Rambam to Shlomo Kluger to Chaim Ozer Grzinski, who writes that in a situation where, let's say, there's already a relationship, and maybe there's a concern that if we don't convert the woman in these cases, the prospective convert, then the husband will go off the derech. So then some poskim are lenient and allow conversion even lechatchila. Now, there were other halacha authorities who opposed these giurim, these conversions. For example, Yitzchak Shmelkus, who lived in the 19th century in his Sefer Beis, in his Tshuvos, Beis Yitzchak, Yoredeya Chelek Beis Simon Kuf. So he talks about a situation where there is a convert, or there's a prospective convert who had relations with a Jew, in order that they be married. There was a non-Jew who has had relations with a Jew. And the question is, can you convert the non-Jew so that they can be married? So he says, no. He thinks that they should not convert, because after all, if you're converting the woman, you're converting the woman for the sake of marriage. So he holds that standard position that seems evident from the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, that lechatchila we don't convert for the purpose of marriage, but if they were converted, okay, then maybe it's acceptable. But lechatchila, we don't do this. So you did have sort of two streams of rulings regarding this issue. Essentially, now there are probably three 20th century approaches. So one approach is found in the Syrian communities. In the Syrian communities, they essentially ban all conversions, even those not performed for the sake of marriage. The reason why they banned all conversions is because there were many conversions that were done for the sake of marriage. And then the question is, if they tell the rabbi, no, it's not for the sake of marriage, and maybe they're fooling the rabbi. So then they just made an all-out ban because there were too many problems. And he says, no conversions. They don't accept any conversions. They don't perform any conversions. Rav Shol Seten Daba in the Syrian community in Argentina in 1922 issued a ruling. Rav Yaakov Kessin issued a similar ban in the Syrian community in New York in 1935. So that's like one ruling because of the problem of insincere conversions for the sake of marriage. So Syrian community said no conversions at all. On the other extreme, you have Rav Ben Sion Uziel. He lived from 1880 to 1953. He was a Sephardi chief rabbi of Israel. And he writes in his Tshuvos, Mishpatei Uziel, Krach Aleph, Yoredeya Simon Yudalid. And he says that not only in a situation where you have a non-Jewish woman who's married to a Jew, and he says, and you believe that if they convert, if she converts, so then she will, she titkarev yoter v'yoter al mishpachat ba'ala v'torato, that you believe that she will draw closer to the family of her husband and his Torah. He writes, Rasha'im, not only are they permitted, O Yosef Nachon, mitzvah aleim lekarvam ulachlisam b'fris Torah Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to bring them close and to convert that, and to convert her, to bring them closer to the covenant with the Torah Yisrael. Lahotzi nega hatarovesh, shu nega mamir b'kerem beis Yisrael. And to remove the affliction of assimilations, which is an inflammatory affliction in the vineyard of the house of Israel. So he encourages conversion in the case of a mixed marriage in order to counter intermarriage and children, non-Jewish children, out of a concern for Zera Yisrael, because the father's Jewish. He will have a more liberal definition, a more open definition of Kabbalah Tamitzvos, that the woman, in this case, a non-Jewish woman, needs to accept mitzvos, obviously, in order to convert, and he will take a perhaps more liberal position of what that entails. It seems also that Rav Ovadia Yosef adopted this approach. In other words, whereas the Syrian communities banned all conversions because of their concern of insincere motivations or a lack of serious commitment to Torah mitzvos, some Sephardi poskim seems to take a position where there is already a couple. A Jew is already married to a non-Jew, or they're together. So then, and they're planning on starting a family. So then there is an actual mitzvah, a recommendation to try to convert the non-Jewish spouse to fight assimilation in this regard. It may be maybe a little more liberal definition of Kabbalos HaMitzvos. Rav Moshe Feinstein has sort of, he represents the third view. Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his tshuvos, in Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simon Kuf Nun Tes, he writes that Yesh Harbe Rabbanim ben New York Mekablim Gerim that Ka'elu. He says there are many rabbis in New York who accept these type of Gerim. What type of Gerim? What type of converts? That there are many individuals. You see, he writes that Rov HaGerusha B'dina Zoom, there are many of the conversions of this country, Shebishvil issues that are based on marriage, they're for the purpose of marriage. Ein Mekamli on mitzvos, the non-Jewish spouse, the prospective convert, does not accept mitzvos. Af kisha omri b'fiyam shebekamli, even when they say verbally that they do accept. To who can know da shemiramim? It's known that they're just saying they're trying to trick a little bit. They're trying to trick the court. So Rav Moshe is very concerned. He believes that a lot of these prospective converts do not have a serious intent to accept mitzvos, and yet he recognizes that many rabbis do convert them. He's not excited about it. He says, I'm not going to say anything about it, but he says, ani ein dati nocha. I'm not pleased with this. He said, I'm not going to say it's usur, but he's not happy with this. And when the Beis Din believes, but according to this position, and I would say that the Beis Din of America's Conversion Court, the GPS, they generally take this middle position. They're not going to reject a conversion for the sake of marriage. They're not going to take a more liberal definition of Kabbalos HaMitzvos. But even if there is a couple or someone, non-Jew met a Jew, and the non-Jew wants to convert, and there is potential marriage involved, so it's maybe a red flag, but it will not preclude the Beis Din from converting the prospective convert if they are convinced that he or she is sincere about conversion. That generally speaking, the Beis Din will evaluate the prospective convert's sincerity after perhaps about a year or a year and a half to see of practice to see whether the prospective convert is serious. So this is essentially the middle position, which says maybe converting for the sake of marriage is a red flag, but if the Beis Din sees that the prospective convert is taking this process very seriously and is For example, living within a Jewish community and observing and doing mitzvos and integrating into the Jewish community for an extended period of time, usually a year and a half, and learns a lot of texts, and they see that he or she is sincere, even though he or she has a Jewish partner, then they would accept that conversion if they feel that the person has a serious intent to observe Torah and mitzvos. There's one final point, is that Rav Moshe Feitzin in a Tshuva in Evan Ezra Chelak Simon Yadalad, he writes that when do we say that we're concerned about a prospective convert who wants to convert for the sake of marriage? That's when they want to marry a specific person. But let's say there was a non-Jew, non-Jewish woman who says that I want to convert, or there's a story here with a mother with her children says, we all want to convert. Why? And because I want my children to marry Jews. I like a Jewish lifestyle. I like the Jewish family life. I like their way of life and how they live with such ethics and morality. And she's not converting, or the children are not converting to marry a specific Jew, but they want to marry a Jewish spouse, so therefore they want to become Jewish because they like that lifestyle. So that is not considered Ein Gerusa L'Shem Isho, says Rav Moshe. This type of conversion is not for the purpose of marriage, what the Gemara was concerned about. That's only because we're concerned you're going to have insincere commitment to Torah and mitzvot. You're just converting so you can marry this person. But if you want to marry a Jewish person because you want to have a Jewish family, a Jewish spouse, and Jewish children, and a Jewish lifestyle, so that's not considered l'shum ishus, and that's viewed as a sincere motivation. That's viewed as l'shem shemaim. It goes without saying that after the Beis Din accepts this individual as a convert, a reputable Beis Din accepts a prospective convert as a convert, then we should all accept this individual as a convert, and we should have a special mitzvah that's recorded many, many times throughout the Torah. V'ahavtem b'seger, we should love the convert. We should love the prospective convert. We should love the individual convert after he or she converts, because it's something that's very challenging for a prospective convert, and we should accept the findings of a reputable Beis Din and welcome all of our converts into our Jewish communities.